Hello, we are reading the article from Baal HaSulam, the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence. We have come to the heading, the order of conveying the wisdom. Should we start reading? Can I hear you?
Yes, please.
The heading, the order of conveying the wisdom and the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. Thus, how can one who attains convey one's attainments to the generations and to students? Know that there is only one way for this. And it is the way of root and branch. All the worlds and everything that fills them in their every detail emerged from the Creator in one unique and unified thought. And that thought alone hung down and created all the many worlds, creations, and their conducts, as explained in the Tree of Life and in the Tikkuni Zohar. Hence, they are all equal to one another, like a seal and imprint, where the first seal is imprinted in all of them. As a result, we call the closer worlds to the thought about the purpose roots, and we call the farther worlds from the purpose branches. This is so because the end of the act is in the preliminary thought. Now we can understand the common idiom in the legends of our sages and watches it from the end of the world to its end. Should they not have said, from the beginning of the world to its end? Yet, there are two ends. An end according to the distance from the purpose, meaning the last branches in this world, and two, an end called the final purpose, since the purpose is revealed at the end of the matter. But, as we have explained, the end of the act is in the preliminary thought. Hence, we find the purpose at the beginning of the world. This is what we refer to as the first world or the first seal. As all other worlds stem from it, and this is why all creations, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, in all their incidents, exist in their fullest form right at the first world. And what does not exist there cannot appear in the world, since one does not give when what does not have.
Yes. Meaning, what is he telling us? He's telling us that there cannot be anything that does not come to us from the thought of creation, and the end of the act is in the preliminary thought, meaning everything that happens in all the worlds, including in our world, of course, was pre-planned and ready from the initial point, which is the thought of creation, when everything the Creator thought that should happen, that's what he thought about to begin with. And all in all, there is no problem for him to also build this final state, but rather because there is a law here, and he wants everything to be developed in a way that this gradual process that all parts of creation will go through will develop creation in a way that each and every part will reach a certain connection, a degree, towards the Creator, and that everyone, all these degrees, will connect and be impressed of Him, and in themselves they'll connect and act on Him. And that's how all parts of creation will reach connection between them. And that's like what we say, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, when the Creator bestows on creation, and ultimately when the creation has developed, bestows back to the Creator, and then there's an embrace between them and mutual bestowal, adhesion. This is what the Creator intended for, and this adhesion He wants creation to be connected to Him can only be under the condition that all the parts of creation will develop gradually, will understand how far they are, how connected they should be, and how much they themselves come to recognize the distance and to the extent of adhesion, the quality of adhesion. As a result of that, we'll already have the final, the end of an act is in the preliminary thought. When we attain what the Creator initially thought about us and why He made this whole process and all the creatures that went through specifically this process. This is something we attain in the end of the process. And as a result of the connection between the beginning of the act and the end of the act, we attain the Creator. The end of an act is in the preliminary thought. Focus group.
No, Niv.
We're not getting the button. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't see the button. The question is, what is the result from specifically in the seal and imprint the Creator created this cascading? What do we receive from this special action of the seal and imprint?
This seal is when what we need from one degree to the next, we have to recognize the difference between us and the Creator, and then we become created beings, the opposite of the Creator, even though we come out of Him and we're connected to Him, meaning what's developed in us gradually is something that is opposite of the Creator. It's the will to receive in us, which is from the world of Ensof until this world of ours, and later we need to try to reach through these forms of development that come closer to the Creator from below upwards by the same degrees of the world's Potsofim, Sfiot. This is what happens. We learn that from the articles by Baal HaSulam, that on the path, on the way from above downwards and from below upwards, by going through these two things, even though the first path, when we grow further, we don't go through that in our attainments, what we feel, but the second path we go through incorporates inside it the first. When we rise from this world to the world of Ensof, through all of the development and all the efforts we try to do. And for that, we have the wisdom of Kabbalah with all the support of a Kabbalist that were before us. And this is how we advance. This is how we closer to the Creator. That's our work.
Can we understand or see something from this oppositeness? What's the difference between the seal and imprint?
Yes, every time we're in this upgrade, yeah, upgrading our degree by getting additional problems, additional will to receive, additional revelation of evil, distance from the Creator, weakness of myself, etc. And this is how we nonetheless advance more and more until everyone enters a state just like we are in the last generation. Until we entered the last generation, the wisdom of Kabbalah was very much closed, only between a few people. And when, at the beginning of the 20th century, more or less, the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah increased more and more. Bala Sulam writes about that as well. Then we can disclose it to everyone, to all the nations, all people, men, women, and all of us together may connect already and to start this ascent. And what's the addition that the created being needs from the seal, from the imprint to reach the seal? What's missing?
We discover our coarseness, that is revealed more and more every single moment in our time, between all the people, between the nations and countries, and in everything. And we need this specifically by this, see how we correct it. Our correction is just like we learned from the Kabbalists. It's the 10, and connection in it, connection with the rest of the 10s, support, until the revelation between us.
This action of the seal and imprint keeps on going on us.
Seal and imprint is in the degrees of cascading down, and we attain these degrees when we begin our ascent. That's it.
How is it that all these evil revelations come out of the seal?
The Creator, to begin with, says, Creator of light and maker of darkness, that in the darkness and the will to receive the evil inclination, when he says, I've created the evil inclination, that's where all the transgressions and crimes and wars and murders and all the lies, everything is there. And there's no person after the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, shattered. There's no person who's not included of that, at least somewhat. And then one needs to correct the sort, what good and what bad he has inside of him in every state, and to try to associate himself with the Creator. And anyone who's greater from his friend, anyone who has a bigger part of that general soul that was divided, so he has a bigger part, then it's more cunning, more egoist. It's more difficult to correct himself than others.
What's the connection between this act of an imprint that the Creator did on us, imprinting the evil inclination?
I didn't understand.
How is the, us being opposite of the Creator related to the shattering and the correction? That's the correct connection between us.
I hear what you're saying. I just can't depict to myself the state that you're trying to point to.
What I'm trying to understand is why the action of connection is the correction for that brings me from the seal, the imprint of the seal.
The act of connection. What else could there be if there was an act of cutting or shattering, if that's what's before us? What could it be? Why did the Creator shatter the vessel? So that we, by collecting ourselves, assembling ourselves, we need to bring our corrections, all our qualities, in order to be corrected together. To that same form of Adam, the one that resembles the Creator.
The action of the shattering and this imprint between the seal and the imprint, the shattering, are they the same?
The action of the shattering and the action of... You're talking today in a language that I don't understand.
We just read about the imprint and the seal, how the Creator created creation.
Yes.
I'm trying to understand what's the connection between this action the Creator did and the shattering.
In the shattering, the Creator prepared for you all the parts that if you connect them correctly, you come to resemble Him.
And that's the imprint? Okay, are these two actions?
Oh, and you say, maybe he learned yesterday somewhere else. I don't know. It seems like he's talking a different language.
God forbid.
Yes.
Nivi, we love you. I'm going to help. There's a seal and an imprint. There's a seal and an imprint. And there's a process where you imprint. Seemingly, there's a different process. Maybe it's not different. It's called the shattering. What's the connection between this imprint process and the shattering process? Is there a connection? Is it the same? Are these two different things? What is it?
The shattering is clear to us that it's like we learn. There was a system called the soul of Adam HaRishon, and this system shattered. Yes, to pieces. Doesn't matter how many pieces, billions of pieces. And then in each and every one, there is a part of that general system. There are big 10 sefirot there, and here in each and every one of us, there are seemingly small 10 sefirot. That's it. That's the shattering. And the second thing that you're asking?
The seal and the imprint.
Seal and imprint has to do with corrections already, not to the shattering. But rather, the seal and the imprint, where I come to corrections, then I take upon myself the imprinting of the upper force. And this is how the parts that were shattered in me begin to be organized in a right and good correct connection. And by that I become similar to the upper. That's considered that I received an imprint from Him.
Yes.
Last question. Why does that happen in connection?
Because in connection we are attempting to understand what is wanted of us, what force of connection is wanted of us, which things are needed of us, why do we need to connect, for what, how we connect, how we make concessions to one another, how we are incorporated in one another. The connection between us that we want to implement and the connection between us is actually all the corrections.
If we don't connect, the Creator can't perform His imprint on us?
How? How? On what matter will He put His imprint? Which?
Desire.
And this imprint is something that is non-stop existing. So to the extent which we connect in all kinds of forms between us, his seal, his imprinting takes place upon us more and more in all kinds of states, in all kinds of discernments. Until in all the dimensions we begin to be connected together, which will be called the quality of the Creator between us.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, there are no more questions? Oh, there are more questions. Okay, let's go for the questions. I see that
H-10.
Already, well, H-10.
H-10.
No question? Okay, so why was it before?
No, VPT-39.
Well, and PT-29.
Hello, Rav. About what Niv asked, can we make this picture when there were the seal and the imprint? If it's like one page, the imprint adapts itself to the seal?
Yes.
But what happens if there are many pages? In the last one, you don't have what's adapted to it. And that's a shattering. When there are many...
No. It doesn't go that way. I'm sorry. No. Okay, Oren, let's move to this.
Let's move on to the next.